Well, hello and good evening. It's time for Raven Radio's annual on-air membership meeting. We are going to be with you until probably a little before 8 o'clock with State of the Station. We'll also take a look at the budget situation for Raven Radio and also have a look at how things are going with news and programming and our development department. The staff is here. We've also got board participation. So what we're going to do is begin with the introduction of who's around. I'm Ken Fate, co-general manager, and just across the studio from me is Rachel Fate, co-general manager here at Raven Radio. Good evening, Rachel.
Good evening.
And we also have Perry Edwards, the president of the Raven Radio board, in the studio. Perry, good evening.
Hiya, Ken.
Very nice to have you all here. Chilly evening, and it's one of those nights where it's kind of nice to stay home and turn the radio on and not deal with slippery, slidey roads and sidewalks. And we're pleased that we're able to bring you this annual meeting on the air so that whether you're far north in Yakutat or down in Port Alexander or Cape Rangoon, you can listen in and see the state of the station. Before we get to the meeting proper, we are going to follow protocol and take a look at the weather for our region and a few things happening. And also would like to send a thank you out to Trish. The Sunset Symphony tonight has been preempted. She stepped aside to let us hold our annual meeting. And she'll be back next week with a wonderful evening of classical music on the Sunset Symphony every Thursday. Well, let's start with a look at the weather forecast. Rachel will bring that. I'll have a look at some things happening. And then we'll get back to the on-air annual meeting. Rachel?
The weather for Sitka and Port Alexander tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-20s, northeast winds to 10 miles per hour, and for Friday, mostly cloudy, highs around 30, northeast winds to 10 miles per hour. The weather for Port Alexander, highs in the mid-30s, and Friday night, partly cloudy, lows around 20, northeast winds to 15 miles per hour. The weather for Tinakee Springs and Hoonah tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 20, east winds to 10 miles per hour, and Friday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s, east winds to 15 miles per hour. The weather for Pelican and Elfin Cove tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-20s, northeast winds to 10 miles per hour, and for Elfin Cove, east winds to 20 miles per hour. Friday, partly cloudy, highs around 30, northeast winds to 10 miles per hour, and for Elfin Cove, northeast winds to 25 miles per hour. The weather for Rangoon tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 20, north winds to 10 miles per hour. Friday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s, northeast winds to 15 miles per hour. For Cake tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 15, east winds to 10 miles per hour. For Wrangell and Cake, lows around 20. And for Friday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s, east winds to 25 miles per hour. And Cake, highs around 30, northeast winds to 15 miles per hour. The weather for Yakutat tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 15, northeast winds to 10 miles per hour. And for Friday, mostly clear, highs in the mid-20s, northeast winds to 10 miles per hour.
Thank you very much. There are no muskeg messages at the moment, but if you'd like to have a muskeg message, communicate with somebody without access to a phone, you can give us a call here at 747-5877, and we'll put that message on several times throughout the day for a couple of days for you. Something you found, something you lost, something along those lines. Well, let's see if you're just joining us, but have plans for the fourth grade concert. That starts at 7 o'clock tonight. It's a free winter concert at the Performing Arts Center. So you can catch a little of both, possibly. And then coming up this weekend, Breakfast with Santa, 3 to 5 preschool, is having that event and silent auction 9 a.m. to noon at Sweetland Hall. And also coming up is St. Peter's Episcopal Church hosting a fundraising Christmas bazaar and luncheon, 10 a.m. to 2 Saturday. And the Sea House, baked goods including gluten-free and handmade crafts, antiques, and a luncheon of soups and sandwiches are offered. The Sitka Ham Amateur Radio Club holds a free informational session for all ages on becoming a ham amateur radio operator, 10 a.m. to noon, this Saturday at the Fire Hall. And the Sitka Police Department is holding a bike auction and also a miscellaneous item auction at 10 a.m. Saturday at the storage units at 310 Jarvis. And coming up on Saturday, Sheldon Jackson Museum screens Finding Their Own Dance, Reawakening the Alaskan Aleutic Arts, Saturday at 2. And that's at the Sheldon Jackson Museum. Plenty of other good things happening, including Fishing for Cats, playing at the Barn Dance at the Hames Center on Saturday at 7. And Sitka Public Library Film Noir Club screening a spoof called Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid Saturday at 7 at the library. And The Grinch Show, Friends of Sitka Circus present The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, acrobatic acts on Silks, Trapeze, and More Saturday at 7. A lot going on in our little burg of Sitka. And we're pleased to be a part of that tonight with our on-air annual meeting. Again, I'm Ken Fate, here with Rachel Fate. We're the co-general managers here at Raven Radio, and we're joined by Board President Perry Edwards. And we're going to, let's see, just do a quick summary of what you're going to hear tonight. We're going to introduce the a couple of notes over the year here real quick, and then introduce the board and reveal the results of the recent board election. Thank you for your participation in that. And then we'll have a budget report, and then we have audience report. Rachel and I will do that. Development Department, Amy Kramer Johnson is our development director. She'll be in to provide a little bit of news about that. And then the news department will be in, Robert, Emily, and Emily. And we'll follow it up with a report on programming, and Rebecca Dannon, our program director, will be in. And that part is interactive. Actually, all parts are interactive. If at any point you have a question or a comment, give a call, 747-5877, and we're just going to answer and put you on the air, and you can ask your question, or if you'd rather, you can write it, have somebody write it down and bring the question in. So, again, you're welcome to give us a call at 747-5877 if you have any questions about Raven Radio's operations. So the year's been a pretty busy one and a good one. And we'll talk about some budget stuff and, again, some programming and news stuff. Some other notes, though. Whether you listen to the radio, like you're doing right now, or you find Raven Radio online, we're working to serve you better even with the state funding cuts that have happened over the last couple of years. Last month, we introduced a faster website, and it will perform better on mobile devices. So the first thing I want to say is if you have not checked out Raven Radio at kcaw.org, do check it out. It works great on desktop, works great on tablets, and on mobile phones. It has been mobile phone friendly for a while, but it's even better, should be faster. And if you haven't checked into it for a while, please check it out and give us feedback. We'd be happy to use your comments to try to improve things. And last week, we improved the quality of the live web streaming signal. So there's a little button that says Listen Live at the upper left corner of whatever screen you're looking at online. And when you click that, you're streaming over the web. So if you don't have access to a radio, you can stream the signal live right over your phone, tablet, or computer. And we improved the quality of that. It's a setting. It doesn't cost any money to do, but the more quality that we pump through the stream, then the more buffering is liable to happen if you don't have a good, strong signal, be it your G4 or your Wi-Fi or whatever the case. So over the next couple of weeks at least, we're looking forward to your feedback as to whether the stream, even though it sounds better, is buffering too much for you. And that's something we can change. We've had some comments saying, gee, we think the signal should sound better. So we've gone ahead and made some adjustments. Now let's see if the signal's just stopping and buffering too much. You'll know if that's happening if it just stops and then kind of restarts. And we have a little welcome message when it restarts. So if you hear that over and over again, that means that the signal you're trying to get the stream over isn't quite fast enough for the settings that we've got the streaming signal set at. So please keep us in the loop on how that's working for you.
Because that's really a delicate balance between the two of those, of having the best quality but not having to wait for it to restart over and over again.
Well, right, Perry, if you're trying to listen and it just, you know, it doesn't sound very good. It sounds like that was kind of a Donald Duck issue that occurs sometimes with streaming. Then that's fine. But if it sounds pristine, then other users aren't able to listen at all. And so help us out. Help us find the best possible balancing of that signal and quality. Remember that every locally hosted radio program, including this one, is available to stream on demand from your computer, tablet, or smartphone at any time. So you can go into the program schedule, tap the title of a show, this morning's Good Day radio show, and you'll be able to hear that show in its entirety. It'll be there for a whole week, and then next week that show records over the top of it. You can't download it and keep it, but you can listen to it. So that's something that every show happens. So if you like the Wednesday night new music program, heck, go to Wednesday night and tap on that, and then you're able to listen to any of the programs that Raven Radio produces live, as well as our most recent newscast and, of course, our news stories. We've also increased local news coverage, social media postings, and special news programs, really trying to serve you better. And one of the things that we did last year is we received a Rasmussen grant. Thank you very much to the Rasmussen Foundation to secure our transmitting antenna over the Mount Edgecombe High School campus. Got the guy lines replaced and secured, balanced it up, and have it all ship shape. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank Mount Edgecombe for housing our transmitter tower and antennas. And then the last note before we go to the board election results is that translator communities continue to be a difficult situation for us. We've made some progress with the signal quality in Cake this fall, and some progress in Yakutat. More work is needed in Cake and in Yakutat and several other remote communities that we serve. The equipment is just it's in difficult salt air and temperature fluctuations and moisture, and it's hard to keep everything working all the time, and we're just keeping at it. So thanks for those that volunteer in these remote communities. We couldn't do it without your help. So let's see. The next thing on our agenda here is to introduce board members and staff. The board in toto is just like you at home participating. Board President Perry Edwards is here to represent the board and introduce the board and announce the elections of the result, rather, of the election. So, Perry, I'll let you take it away.
Rightio, Ken. We did have the elections. I counted up all the ballots personally, and we had 147 ballots that were sent in, and that meets our 10% requirement for membership rule for a valid election. Those we elected all to 3-year terms are Lauren Bell, Gretchen Clark, Mandy Evans, and Ted Howard. Great to see them back. They've all been with us. Gretchen Clark is also the vice president, but they've all been with us for some time now and are fantastic members of the board. The full board and current officers, which will be having new officer elections in January, but the current board is myself, Perry Edwards, as the president of Raven Radio, Gretchen Clark, vice president, Mandy Evans, treasurer and Coast Alaska representative, Ted Howard, secretary, Dan Edelaine, Kenley Jackson, Ted Laufenberg, and Robbie Littlefield are also on the board. And then we also picked up a couple of additional board members, and for whatever reason, the word has completely escaped me how we brought those two other people on, which is Angie Bowers and Kelsey Barber.
Sure, they were appointed matter of, 5 weeks ago, just after the ballots were printed, but we'd had a couple folks leave the board, so the appointments had happened and will be available for ratification next election, right?
Right, at the next election. And Angie Bowers, you may recognize her from her show Root Cellar on Saturdays at 1 p.m., I think it is.
Yeah, and Kelsey's done some Good Day shows and some other programs as well. So have some vibrant programmers on the board. Hey, Perry, when's the last show that you played on Raven Radio?
I took over. Denton Pearson wasn't available a couple of weeks ago, and Michelle and I took over the Raven Radio studios that Saturday morning and had an incredibly fun time doing it.
It sounded like a great batch of fun, and always nice to get a new take on 50s and 60s rock and roll.
Right, and you know, the thing is that's been very common, I think, in a lot of our board members, that they start out being radio DJs or doing some kind of a show, and then over time they wonder, what else can I do for my Raven Radio, my community radio here in town? And the next thing I found, and many others on the board found, is we're members of the board and helping in other ways in addition to being live on the air. One person I didn't mention also is our Alaska, our at-large member of the board, Coast Alaska representative, is Susie Albee. So I do want to mention her as well. Also wanted to give a really heartfelt thanks to Celia Lubin and Heather Powell, who are both members of the board, who resigned this past year. And they had great service and brought great insight to the board. I really appreciate them, and we're all going to miss them. But like so many other folks, they have other places to go and other things to do in their lives. And so we continue on. The board recently appointed, like I said, Angie and Kelsey in these three-year terms. Or actually just a one-year term, and they'll be up for ratification next year, I believe. So I'm very excited about the board and where we're going, and again, part of this whole Raven Radio community.
Excellent. Well, you mentioned Susie Albee is one of our Coast Alaska representatives. Another of our representatives to the Coast Alaska board is Mandy Evans. And the communities that make up the Coast Alaska organization, Juneau, well, I won't list them all. I'll let Rachel do that. But those communities each provide two of the board members for that nonprofit organization, which is separate than Raven Radio. So we're a contributing founder of the Coast Alaska organization. And Susie Albee and Mandy Evans are our local voice in that regional collaboration. And Rachel has a little bit more information about the Coast Alaska organization.
Raven Radio is a member of Coast Alaska, and Coast Alaska is an independent nonprofit consortium that strives to improve service to listeners by decreasing cost through interstation cooperation. And member stations in Juneau, Ketchikan, Petersburg, Wrangell, as well as Raven Radio here in Sitka, are all healthy community central stations. And collaborative services that Coast Alaska provides include accounting, payroll, membership, underwriting sales, regional news, engineering, and representation to state and federal funding agencies. And Coast Alaska is now beginning to contract some of their services to other stations in the state to help offset our operating costs. And the Coast Alaska business offices are in Juneau. And the executive director of Coast Alaska is Molly Kabler, who's based here in Sitka. She's just downstairs here at the Cable House. And other Coast Alaska employees like Ed Schoenfeld and Juno and engineering staff are also based or travel frequently to different locations around Southeast Alaska. And the Alaska Public Broadcasting Corporation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting continue to highlight Coast Alaska as a model for station collaboration. And just wanted to mention that Coast Alaska's annual face-to-face meeting will be held in Ketchikan this February.
All right. We'll be right back with an update of the Raven Radio budget for this fiscal year. And after that, we'll talk about development and news and programming. You know, we haven't mentioned that board member Dan Edelain is in the studio as well. He's behind his camera, so this program will be on community TV here shortly and for a little while. And Dan leaned forward and said, you know, we've got another board member that we want that we need to recognize. My apologies.
Right. You know, Dan has been a founding member of the Raven Radio Board and has been on the board's I say this again, since the inception. So Emmett Williams is also a member of the board, and I totally forgot him. I guess I'm having a senior moment myself.
Well, and he's out of town, and for an extended period of time, he'll be back in February. So Emmett is going to be on the ratification ballot next year as well.
Right.
Okay. Well, excellent. Good to catch up. Perry, thanks so much for coming in. We're going to move on to the budget report, and we'll talk with you later on.
Very well. Thank you, Ken and Rachel.
Thanks. Time is just about 3 minutes before 7 o'clock, and today is Thursday, the 8th of December. You're listening to Raven Radio's live on-air annual meeting, and I'm Ken Fate, co-general manager, along with my wife Rachel Fate, co-general manager.
Hey.
And we're going to go through the budget report at this point. We're going to be putting this report on our website as a PDF following the meeting. So you can refer to these numbers or the graphs that accompany that if you would like later on tonight or at any point afterwards. We're also going to be recording this program, and it'll be available to listen to down the road as well. So budget report is what's challenging. It's a challenging area. KCAW received an 18% reduction in state funding last year, and another 27% in this year's budget, and that's a combined loss of state support of $60,000 annually. And rather than cut service, we've increased our revenue goals for membership and for underwriting and for special events. Those are local revenue sources and things that we, we're going to try to work harder and make up for some of that loss. With your help, we've increased local revenue last year and met the goals. And last year, we out of a $660,000 budget, we ended $264 in the black. And so we're spending responsibly and carefully, and we're raising funds aggressively, and we'll continue to do so because our goal is to maintain the local service that you have grown to expect from Raven Radio's 30 plus years on the air and now online here at Raven Radio. So again, with your help, we increased local revenue this year reaching our $75,000 fall drive goal by the end of October. And so that was an increased goal, and we did meet it using our If We Missed You campaign. And that's good because at the mid-year level we're looking at now, we're seeing that we did see some shortfalls in Stardust Ball revenue and the Travel Raffle revenue. And so we need to keep an eye on those shortfalls and try to make some additional revenue wherever we can to help balance the budget by the end of July, which signals the end of our fiscal year. So we're right in the middle of our fiscal year. It starts at the beginning of July and ends at the end of June. As far as expenses go, we've a very lean budget, one that counts on no significant broadcast equipment or physical plant failures, and so far, so good. We've cut programming from Public Radio International. We've negotiated larger discounts from other networks, including National Public Radio and American Public Media, which is our source for the BBC. We've also benefited from a significant price reduction for the Alaska News Nightly program from the Alaska Public Radio Network. As I mentioned, our fiscal year begins July 1 and ends June 30th. Last year, FY16, our total revenue was $665,000, and again, we ended that year $264 in the black. This fiscal year, our total budget is projected It's lower, $644,000. And here's how that breaks down. Revenue-wise, state funding has dropped again, and where it was 16% last year, it is now down to 12%. The year before that, it was 21% of our budget. So right now, of our budget, your support, your listener support, makes up 27% of Raven Radio's budget. Local and regional underwriting are 22%. And then other local sources of revenue, like special events, Stardust Ball, Only Fools Run at Midnight, rent from the building, retail, the shop, those things make up about 16%. And that means that total local and regional funding is now at 65%, and that's two-thirds of all of our revenue. One-third of our revenue comes not from local or regional areas, and we'll run through what those sources are next. So right now, state funding is at 12% of our revenue, and federal funding through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is 21%. And so right now, we're very fortunate to have strong member support, and you are to thank. As far as expenses go, the rundown is the same as it's always been. The main expenses are for personnel. Salaries, benefits, federal taxes for 5 full-time and several part-time employees make up 58% of our budget. We mentioned Coast Alaska. It's a regional collaborative. 22% of our expenses go to the Coast Alaska budget line item, and that provides the accounting, membership development, news, regional news, engineering, etc. So those expenses are 22%. And then from there, programming. NPR, BBC, APRN, 5% of our budget. The building, the utilities, the heat, the power, insurance, 7%. Development, which includes mugs that you get when you make a pledge. Special event expenses, flying bands in and out, 3%. Technical, which is equipment repair for the most part, 4%. We try to do most of that with grants, but we cannot always. Administration, office supplies, postage, dues, board expenses, 1% of Raven Radio's $644,000 budget for this year. 1% goes to administration. We really try to focus on service. So next is a couple words about audience before Amy Kramer Johnson, our development director, steps in. If you have any questions, you're welcome to give them a call. Give a shout, 747-5877. We can put you on the air, or you can have somebody here write your question down and bring it on in.
And certainly from the outlying communities as well. If you have any questions, 1-800-478-5877.
Our online streaming and our online streaming signal, that's where if you go to the website or on your phone and you click Listen Now. It's if you listen not using the radio. We have about 500 folks, 500 individual people that listen each week using the Listen Now button on our website. That compares to just over 6,000 people that tune in over the course of a week with a normal radio around Southeast Alaska. The number of people listening online using the Listen Now has dropped this last year from about 700 last year to 500 this year. That's part of the reason that we are looking at a improved quality web stream signal. And maybe that is something that will help that number of weekly listeners enjoy their experience more. We're upgrading our website, making it more secure and faster, and just look a little more streamlined. And that website, kcaw.org, regularly has 7,000 unique visitors per week. So the website is now being is used more than our broadcast signal to consume Raven Radio news stories, radio shows, special programs. Some weeks that number is greater than the 7,000 online visitors. Some weeks it's greater than 10,000, and there are weeks that it's greater than 30,000, depending on basically the news that's happening. The growth in people that utilize Raven Radio Online is still staggering. It's phenomenal growth. And the number of people that listen on air is going to stay about the same. And that makes sense because there are only so many people in Southeast Alaska. And while we encourage more and more of them to listen, that is not a growing population. We're now in an era where our web presence has a greater audience than our over-the-air broadcast signal. It's also notable that 60%, well more than half, of those folks that use the website use it from phones and tablets versus 40% that use our website on computers. So that phone in your pocket is really where we are putting most, or are receiving most of the visitors. And the folks that want to hear the community voices and the community news that we're making are doing so through their phones. And we are aware of that, and we need to make sure that what we offer is available there. Otherwise, folks will look elsewhere. As of December 6th, just a couple days ago, our Facebook page, the Raven Radio Facebook page, had 9,651 followers. So 5 years ago, that number was 1,400. And we continue to grow by well more than 1,000 followers every year. Again, the growth here is very impressive and steady, and we expect that we'll break the $10,000 mark early this spring. 10,000 listener or 10,000 follower mark this spring, and it's no surprise that as my flub-up just mentioned, it's important that we look at ways to monetize that use. Folks that use Raven Radio, the model that we have here is help pay for it, mm-hmm. and if that's through radio, then we go on the air and we do those on-air drives. If it's through Facebook, we're trying to figure out how to get folks that utilize the content that we supply on Facebook to help support creating that content. Otherwise, it simply wouldn't be there. So that's one of the things that we're looking at doing is growing the number of users, but also learning how to ask those users to make sure that they support what it is that the core purpose of Raven Radio is, which is to gather voices from our community and share them. Facebook posts regularly reach tens of thousands of people. Last week's posts in total reached more than 46,000 people. So a large audience consuming the stories and programs that we are sharing out of our communities here in Southeast Alaska. Again, if you have any questions, 747-5877 or 1-800-478-5877. We're going to take a little break. And Development Director Amy Kramer Johnson and I will be back shortly. Rachel, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Ken.
And we'll return to the Raven Radio On Air annual meeting in just a couple minutes. Thank you. That's about 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's our on-air annual meeting here at Raven Radio, and our membership election was held last week, and we had Perry Edwards, our Board of Directors President, announced the results of that. Went through some budget details, and coming up next is a look at our development department, and then we're going to follow that with a news department discussion and then a programming department discussion. So at this point, I'd like to welcome Development Director Amy Kramer-Johnson. Good evening, Amy. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Ken. Good evening.
Well, we've had a busy few months. The fall tends to just be busy.
The fall is a really busy time here at Raven Radio for fundraising. Starting off in September, pretty much we kind of are gearing up for our fall membership drive, and it kind of carries on through the month of October, and doesn't really let off until just before Thanksgiving, I feel like. So
right, it's probably worth pausing and mentioning that our fall drive, and for that matter our spring drive, we've experimented over the last several years to try to figure out the least intrusive way to get the job done that needs to be done.
Right.
And we did several years of one-day drives, and that worked to some degree, but there were a couple problems with it. A is that we wouldn't get to the revenue goals that we needed to get to, and so then we just had to go and keep doing it.
Right.
And so what we've rested on is something that's a little less than the full 9 days, 20 hours a day pitching, and we've kind of settled into a full day of pitching on Friday, sometimes Saturday in the spring, but
right.
Full day Friday, and then mornings on the week leading up to that, and then we do an If We Missed You, some mail.
Yeah, which we really ended up really nicely. I think we found kind of a nice compromise for now in reaching the most amount of listeners and members as possible by being on the air during Morning Edition throughout the week, and then all day on Friday. I think is a really nice way to not inundate our listeners too much with pitching and asking over and over again, but also tying that in with our social media asks. And I think we've had more and more response to that, and we really appreciate people going online and showing their support that way. And you know, I think that we're at a good place, and we're just so grateful for the community of listeners that we have for stepping up once again this year. I mean, our goal was met just about 2 weeks after the drive, which was fantastic. We're up over $75,000 for the fall drive, which just puts us in a really good position for going into the spring and not really knowing the budget situation. So,
you know, and as the state budget support shrinks, which, you know, many organizations are dealing with, we have to evaluate some of those fundamental facts. Like more than half of the listeners, of folks listening right now, even, are not members of Raven Radio.
Right.
And, you know, if you're a member and you're like, oh, gee, it's time for that fund drive again, remember that there's more than half of the listeners that haven't yet caught on to the idea that this really only happens if everybody, or most people, it's becoming a reality that we need to have greater participation of support. And that's not to say that it can't be a small amount. It's more
right.
that everybody helps. That's why we continue to have these membership drives, and hopefully we do it in a way where it can be entertaining and productive for everybody involved.
Well, in moving forward into uncertain budget, situation in the next year and years to come, it's even more important for those people, everybody, to step up and pitch in, anybody who values this service. And this isn't a pitch. I'm not trying to pitch to you right now, but we try and make it easy for you. It's not just about the membership drives. You have an opportunity in the fall during the membership drive. You have an opportunity in the spring, but we also have opportunities, you know, if taxes are something of a concern for you, and you'd like to make a year-end a tax donation to the station, this is a great time to do it. We have Pick, Click, Give coming up, permanent fund time right after the first of the year. We have a lot of people that do give through Pick, Click, Give, and we try to make it as easy as possible. I mean, you can really give whatever level you like at whatever time of year you like. And like I said, this isn't a pitch. I'm not trying to pitch to people, but I'm just trying to emphasize the value of every pledge that comes through through the mail or through the web, and we really appreciate it. So thank you.
You're here. Thank you. Let's talk about underwriting just a little bit. First, you know, what is it?
Underwriting is such a huge, it's such an important part. I mean, membership is the core of the station, but underwriting is just so vital. Underwriting is the business sponsorship and also nonprofit organizations that that buy airtime in order to get their word out to our listeners. If you're a for-profit business, it might be talking about your product or your services that you offer. If you're a nonprofit organization, it's talking about promoting an event or promoting a fundraiser that you're holding or whatnot. And that's a really important part of our fundraising that we do here at the station. And we appreciate all of our sponsors, and especially those that are year-round, year after year. And we really value your support.
Amy is the person to talk to if you're interested, or if you have questions, you can give her a call at 747-5877. You can also call now if you would like to have a question answered on the air during this on-air annual meeting. Feel free to do that. We can also write down your question and they can bring it in.
And I just wanted to mention that with the expansion and the improvements to the website and whatnot, we've been doing this for several years now, but there are lots of opportunities too if you're not interested in purchasing and announcements on the air. But our website is a great way with the amount of traffic that we have coming through our website, a great way to get your business seen or your event seen. And if you're interested, just let me know.
And you can check that out online at kcaw.org. You do not need to type in the www part. Just kcaw.org will get you there. Winter Fellow. We have a Winter Fellow program to expand our local news. And you play an important role in helping to make sure that program is funded. Would you go ahead and let folks know maybe a little bit about what that program is about?
Well, I know you'll be talking a little bit more and you'll be introducing Emily Russell, who is our current Winter Fellow here this winter. She arrived in September and is just a wonderful addition to our news department, as have been our last couple of Winter Fellows. But the Winter Fellowship is a separate kind of a fundraising goal that we have specifically for that position, to kind of augment the amount of news that we're able to cover in Sitka and in our outlying areas. And we just sent one of our reporters, Emily Kwong, down to Cake here recently, and having that expanded news department coverage allows us to be able to do more and more.
And that's pretty much our primary goal, is more and more, better and better local coverage, local stories, local shows, local voices. One of the ways that you could consider supporting Raven Radio is to think long term, and that's where the Legacy Fund comes in. The Legacy Fund is an actual, we have an account ready to receive any gift from your will, trust, or estate, and money in the Legacy Fund is not used for our annual operating expenses. So we just went through the budget. The Legacy Fund is not part of the, we need to pay the utility bill, we need to buy paper for the printer. That's not what it is. The Legacy Fund is used only for specific projects approved by the Board of Directors, and that's something that if you are interested in providing long-term community media for this region, then you might give Amy a call here at 747-5877. I'd be happy to talk to you as well, and we can explain a little bit about the Legacy Fund and show you how easy that can be.
Right.
We also earn revenue through special events, and it can be a lot of fun. It is a lot of work, and we are constantly monitoring the balance of work to revenue, because it is important that you know, while some of these events are great fun, we do focus on local content production. And if it's too much work, we can't be doing it. We need to be creating good radio, good media. So we do have these special events, and we just added one because we frankly need to look at additional revenue, and it's
right.
kind of fun.
Right. It is a fun event. We just added this last summer, but the summer before, we added the Only Fools Run at Midnight event, which is held in June right around summer solstice, and just a really fun event, a community event, lots of families, lots of young people out. It's a fun run, and it was we've held it now the last 2 years, and we'd love to see greater participation in that. It's a good fundraiser for the community. And for Raven Radio, it's just something different. We also, after that, around the same time, we have our annual Solstice Cruise, courtesy of Allen Marine Tours, who generously sponsor a cruise for us each year. And that's just a really fun time with live music, cruising out, trying to check out some wildlife, and usually have some really yummy food and a catered event. Our 4th of July root beer float party kind of falls under the special events category. However, it's not a fundraiser for the station. It is a fun event that the staff and the board put on for the community at the end of the 4th of July parade. And it's just a really fantastic time. And we invite everybody to come down and have a free root beer float. Last year we served over 900.
It was definitely over 800, and it's almost impossible that it wasn't over 900.
Over 900 free root beer floats. We have live music on the back deck.
And Amy, we made them in under 40 minutes.
I know.
It was about 35 minutes. So the line is quick.
It's amazing,
You spend like, 4 or 5 minutes in line. Anyway, come on down. We'll make 1,000 next year.
Yes. And that's it's just a way for us to be able to give back to the community. It's not a fundraiser. We don't make any money off of it. And thank you for everybody who comes and helps with that. And probably our biggest fundraiser of the year, definitely our biggest special event fundraiser of the year, is the Stardust Ball, which happens around Halloween every year. Just a huge party, costume ball, lip sync acts. Just a great time. Good fundraiser for the station. We moved back to Centennial Building this year. And thanks to the staff there for helping us make that happen. And we also have to mention thank you so much to our event sponsors that have sponsored us for some of these events over the last couple years.
I'm still dealing with facial hair issues due to Stardust Ball costume elements.
Not a new occurrence.
No. I'll finish up here. I just want to mention that the Raven Radio retail shop is downstairs at the Cable House. We have the T-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, mugs, bumper stickers, and more stuff. The retail shop is an important part of the fundraising for our operational expenses, and it's open weekdays. It's basically open when the Larkspur is open.
However, during the holidays, I would welcome anybody, if it's not open, feel free to come upstairs. I mean, we'll help you out. We'll help you get in there, help you get a gift. And there are the Raven Radio holiday ornaments available downstairs, too, during the holiday season.
Amy, thank you so much for your hard work all year long and for coming in and explaining a little bit about how the state of the development department, which is in great shape. Thanks.
Great, thanks.
The news team will be in here in just a minute or two, followed by a short programming discussion before we wrap up at 8 o'clock. This is Raven Radio's on-air annual meeting. Thanks for being with us.
Everybody, I'm Robert Woolsey, news director at Raven Radio. If you're just joining us, you're listening to our live annual meeting, and I'm joined by
Emily Kwong, Raven Radio's reporter, And Emily Russell, Raven Radio's Winter Fellow.
And we are the Raven Radio News Department through most of the day, but we have other people who are involved with Raven Radio on a daily basis. And if you're a regular listener in the morning, you know that Melissa Marconi-Wenzel anchors our morning coverage. She's our morning edition host and has been now for, I don't know, a long time, two or 3 years.
Whole generations have woken up with Melissa.
Yes, and Melissa has also been program director and reporter at the station in previous lives. So we really rely heavily on Melissa Marconi-Wenzel to deliver our news in the morning, and she's backed up by Peter Apathy and Brooke Schaefer, who are our sort of our bench morning hosts. And we've also got, Brielle Schaefer is the Sentinel reporter who also is in our lineup for morning hosts. So we have Brielle, Brooke, and Peter backing up Melissa. We also have a summer intern in the station for 3 months out of the year. This past year it was Catherine Rose. And Catherine did a lot of fun stories. She did the avian monitoring program at Warm Springs Bay. She did the Bells of St. Michael viral video. And she also did the Pokemon Go story. And we have a winter fellow. Emily Russell is with us now. And Emily's going to talk more about her fellowship in just a moment. But we wanted to go through some of the Alaska Press Club awards that the news department has won. The Press Club meets in April every year, and this past April we came away with 8 awards. We got Best Feature, first place, Emily Kwong, after 75 years, A Family Keeps the Sentinel Running.
And then Best Education Reporting, Brielle got a third place award for her story, Students Get Hands-on History, which I think was about the canoe carving.
Yes.
That's taking place at Sitka National Historical Park, and that canoe is now done.
Yeah.
Best Breaking News Story was awarded first place to Robert Woolsey and Rachel Waldholtz for their story, Sitka Building Officially, Two Construction Workers Missing in Slide.
Yep. Best Profile, first place, went to Emily Kwong, Meet Jasmine Molina, a 12-year-old ambassador.
Best Reporting on Crime in Courts, third place, Robert Woolsey, Arrest Video Raises Questions of Excessive Force in Sitka Jail.
Emily Kwong got first place for best single story reporting on slave auction eliminated amid NAACP criticism.
All right. And second place for best long form story or podcast went to Kimmy Eisel and myself for the half hour podcast Listening to Yellow Cedar. We also got some goldies.
We did. My story, How a Deer Can Cause a Plane Crash, won best news feature at the Goldies.
2016 summer intern Catherine Rose got best news feature for the student division for her story, Jordan's Weigh In on 3 Decades of Salmon Derby.
The Goldies are awarded by the Alaska Broadcasters Association, and everything else we mentioned were awards from the Alaska Press Club. I always like to take this opportunity to thank our volunteers in our news department, Megan Pasternak and Carol Knuth. We just could not do it without them. Megan and Carol process our community calendar items. And if you look at our community calendar, it is jam-packed with things. Every public service announcement that you send us goes to either Megan or Carol to be sort of wordsmithed and put into our community calendar. And they both put in a 1 or 2 afternoons a week as volunteers to keep our community calendar and our station humming along. Emily Kwong, we also have sort of a bit of community outreach, the community side of news, and you've been most active in that recently.
Yeah, so Rob and I were talking about what other aspects of news we could present, and I think it's important to remember that we're not just media, we're public media, and we're not just news, we're community news, and those two qualifiers are really important. You know, we're not driven by profits, we're driven by you guys. So when we wake up in the morning, we think about, well, okay, what can we put on the radio to reach people, to make them feel things, to help them understand better? And sometimes this means not just showing up as a reporter, but showing up as a citizen and empowering others to tell their story. So last week, I went to CAKE for 3 days of reporting, but also teaching a youth media class with six students in 11th and 12th grade. And they have been writing radio commentaries, which you'll be hearing around the holidays, everything from sexism and hunting to video games to kleptomania. And while they're built connections with local leadership, I hope to return in the summer to do some more reporting about the historic cannery that's being remodeled out there and oyster farming in Cake. Did you know that all of our oysters in Sitka come from Cake, Alaska?
I didn't.
Yeah.
But I'll know more once you get this story done.
Yeah, I have to fly safely out of Sitka first. And a bit earlier in the year, you may remember, we had our second round of Sitka Love Notes, one of Rob's favorite projects. And that was a way to just get more people on the radio, more voices. And we had nearly double the number of love notes submitted last year. This year compared to last year, we had 70 notes read, and we taught a love letter writing workshop at UAS and put out boxes at local coffee shops, and people just put in all kinds of romantic or sarcastic or funny, strange things, and we read them all Valentine's Day weekend, so it was 14 hours of just community love-ness, whether you liked it or not.
Which news departments all over the country are following our example,
it's
no doubt.
True. Oh, yes, yes, yes. It's things like that that really kind of shape the newsroom and make us more than just a place for information, but a place for the human experience too. And of course, we cover local politics. This year, we had all of our coverage in one big web page. We do that every year, but we kind of had an expanded version of that this year, our political hub. And I in the lead up to the municipal elections, a lot of people consulted that page when they were trying to figure out who to vote for because we had so many candidates this year. Rob and I were working like dogs trying to get all this information out to you guys. And we're continuing with some live political coverage on Monday. We're hosting a call-in show with our city administrator, Mark Gorman, and utility director, Brian Bertacci, to talk about the future of the city's finances now that there's a big budget gap, now that the budget process is beginning. So 10 a.m. on Monday, listen, call in 747-5877 with your questions, and I'll pose them to the city officials who attend. And I want to say one last thing, too. When looking at like our community outreach, our Facebook following, I don't know if this has been mentioned by Ken, is teetering towards 10,000. We have 9,600 followers about, and only, I found this interesting, only 17% of those people are in Sitka. So what that means to me is that this is a way, our Facebook page is a way for people to stay connected to the Southeast region. We have 600 followers in Anchorage, 400 in Juneau. Maybe some have an attachment to Sitka, but maybe not. So it's more than just our little place on the island. It's about all the news that's coming through Southeast as well.
I was having a conversation with Ed Schoenfeld, our regional news director, today. He'd like to have more regional news stories come through our Facebook page because KCAW Raven Radio, the Facebook page, has sort of become the center of gravity on social media.
It has. It exceeds KTO's Facebook following, as far as I know.
For Southeast News. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people continue to find public radio news trustworthy, reliable, where we fact check. We try to make sure.
We make corrections when we make mistakes quickly as we can.
Yeah, people, our main purpose in doing news is getting it right. I've said that speech many a time to people who've called and sort of tentatively told me that I got something wrong in the news. And I said, no, I appreciate the call. We want to get it right. So we stake a lot of our sort of personal efforts on getting it right. And I think social media is... response to that is telling. So I wanted to mention one other thing. You expect to have like six commentaries from Cake students in the not too distant future. Mm-hmm. I also over the past year went and did a commentary workshop at Pacific High. I think I ought to throw down the gauntlet and say if Cake students are going to deliver Pacific High. Come on. You know, you guys, let's get to it.
Just need a little nudge.
Yes. A little nudge. We're going to turn now to our Winter Fellow, Emily Russell. We call her the Winter Fellow, but she's actually our postgraduate fellow in community journalism. Mm. And it's been a great couple of months. Welcome, Emily Russell.
Thank you.
So why KCAW? Why the fellowship?
Oh, that's a good question. To give a little bit of backstory for those of you that don't know it, I have been in state in Alaska for a little over 4 years now. Before I moved here, I was in Nome working for KNOM, the radio station out there in western Alaska. And I did a year sort of a volunteer reporting for them. And I felt like I needed just a little bit more time of guidance, a bit more time of, you know, extra edits put in by the news director. So I could have potentially applied for a paid position somewhere in state, but I felt like I really needed that extra year of guidance. So I applied and happily was accepted. I think for those of you in Sitka, you can appreciate this, but for those of you that might not know this, KCAW has a great reputation, I think, throughout the state for its newsroom and for the diligence of its reporters. And that's what attracted me to Raven Radio. So, and I've sort of definitely found that to be true here working with you, Emily and Rob. I'm really happy to be here. And it's already been a couple months now. So I've just been having a blast working with you two and been learning so much, and definitely still need a lot of help with edits and with stories. So I'm definitely glad I chose to come here to Raven Radio.
And we're glad to have you. It goes by quick.
Absolutely. And I've been so impressed with your ability to take topics that Rob and I just wouldn't know how to cover in an interesting way. Your story about fish auditing recently, you go on this boat and it's being evaluated for cost-saving measures for electricity. You have such a skill for taking things that are obtuse or maybe technical and making it fun and human. So Emily is just, I mean, she's our fellow, but she's basically a third leg of the stool in the newsroom and been huge in covering everything this fall.
Yes.
So the Winter Fellowship can really be that, depending on the candidate.
Yeah, I have this conversation a lot when we travel to our professional meetings like Press Club. I sit down and I talk with other news directors at the perspective that our training program at KCAW brings to our news is really important. Emily Russell will have a story on tomorrow about the Coaching Boys into Men program that occurred at Mount Edgecombe High School with the wrestling team. And the wrestling team is co-ed. And
big reveal.
Yeah, it's
ruined the surprise.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay, Rob.
But the idea is that our training program at Raven Radio has become really important because the people that we bring in see news differently than the established staff. You know, I've been here now for this will be 13 years as news director. And a lot of it for me is hearing new reporters come into Sitka and tell me, Rob, what about this? What do you think about that? And I'm going, well, that is pretty old stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that isn't a direction where we need to really, you know, devote resources into news. But you came back from that Coaching Boys into Men thing at Mount Edgecombe High School, and you were fascinated by it. There was just a look in your eye that said, this is going to be a good news story. And it is. It's fantastic. And that's something that I think is really important about our training program, the lens that the people like Emily Russell bring, and Emily Kwong when she was a fellow here too. In this vein, I wanted to talk just a moment about some of the people who have come through our training program, because you know, at the time, it feels like, oh, we have a student here. It's a little bit of work. And I tell other news directors, it is a little bit of work. But you get a great person after just a few weeks. And these people go out and do fantastic things once they leave the station. And we're starting to see this kind of legacy of really amazing talent leave the station and go do fantastic things. Greta Mart, our 2014 summer intern, is now the news director at KCBX in Central Coast Public Radio, San Luis Obispo, California. Emily Foreman, our 2013-2014 Winter Fellow, she's now at NPR's Story Lab for 3 months. She spent the past 2 years producing Precious Lives, a series about gun violence in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She won a Third Coast Award for her work with Precious Lives, a first place, right?
Best news story.
Best news story.
Mm-hmm.
Shalice Haas, our 2009 intern, is a documentary filmmaker. She was featured just this Tuesday on Talk of Alaska. Her film, Real Boy, is going to be in the Anchorage International Film Festival. Andy McDaniel, our 2006 intern, is the content director at WAMU in Washington, D.C. She has a staff of 30 working for her. And Valerie Lipinski, many of you remember, she's our former program director. Valerie Lipinski left Raven Radio to go to J School at City University of New York. She bounced around a little bit, ended up in video, went to Time, went to The Guardian US. She's now the head of video at Vox, which is pretty amazing. And last but not least, Brielle Schaefer, last year's winner fellow. She's now the competition. She is the sports editor at the Daily Sitka Sentinel.
So much more.
she took Tom Hess's place. She stepped right into that role, and she's doing fantastic news for the Daily Sitka Sentinel. Emily Russell, Emily Kwong, that is our report. Do we have anything else to say?
Just that we call all these people, they're a part of the Roost of Fame.
Right.
Are we unveiling that name?
I think we're gonna have it on our website. We're going to call it the Roost of Fame. And maybe one day even Ed Ronco will be
We love you, Ed.
Emily's, thanks very much for your
thanks,
report.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.
Coming up next is programming. Rebecca Dannon and Ken Fate will be in to take your calls about programming here during our annual meeting on Raven Radio.
Guitar work of Mr. Leo Kottke to bring us up to the final component of our on-air annual meeting, the programming discussion. And Rebecca Dannon, Raven Radio's program director, is here in the studio with me. I'm Ken Fate, the co-general manager here at the station. Howdy, Rebecca.
Hi, Ken.
So when did you start working here?
Oh, geez.
Don't ask me.
I know. I started working here in September of 2012. So I just passed my 4-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
On your 4-year.
Thanks.
Annual meetings have taken many different forms over the course of the decades that I've been around. Potlucks at the Unitarian Fellowship Hall, meetings in on the folding chairs at Harrigan Centennial Hall, blended in with feeding 200 people at the membership thank you dinner. The one thing that every annual meeting has in common is that there's always an opportunity to talk about programming and to see if anybody has any comments or questions. And that's where we have arrived tonight. If you have a question or a comment about programming, then please do feel free to give a call here, 747-5877, 1-800-478-5877. We'll put you on the air, or you can call, and we can write your question down, and Rebecca and I will take a stab at answering that, or knowing that we need to get more information for you. So again, 747-5877, 1-800-478-5877. Let us know if you have any questions about programming. And in the meantime, Rebecca, maybe a little bit of a wrap-up of what we had to happen in the last year or so and what might be on the horizon.
Yeah, it's been a great year for programming, if I do say so myself. We've had a lot of really awesome specials that have taken place, locally produced things. Recently, in no particular order, I'll just kind of go through some things that were sort of fun in this last year. Rebecca Polson did a special interview with Brownie Thompson and Marge Ward that aired in October. Mm-hmm. And that was true stories of nurses from the last frontier. And that was a really cool discussion about being young nurses here in the 40s and 50s and what that was like in some trying times. We also had a special done by Rich McClear that was about the Prince and Dom sinking. And that was called Smoke on the Water and the big Coast Guard rescue that took place mm-hmm. for that. We had the Flotsam Hour call-in special recently, which was a lot of fun. And Rob hosted that, talking to some experts on, I guess, flotsam, ocean debris that floats on the currents and shows up on our shores. We also had, speaking of Rob, Emily and Rob and a couple other people, Emmett Williams and I think Tammy Parker Song, did a program called Meet the Love Dorks mm-hmm. over Valentine's. And they took some questions from people and did their own sort of take on a love advice show, which was pretty fun. And then, of course, there were some news specials. We had a Citizens Task Force special that Emily Kwong did about the grand bargain. We did a live call-in about what to keep and what to cut on the school budget, and of course the candidate forums that the news department mentioned earlier, and all their great election coverage. And of course we have our regular kind of production heavy programming that we do here that's locally produced, like the library show. They often do pre-recorded things, have people in every week to discuss books. Sitka Nature Show, Matt Goff does a really great show. We've had some special programs that Brendan Jones has done, inviting different authors to call in for a long interview and speaking with them. Of course, we have the Sitka History Minute. Hal Spackman produces a weekly segment on a little snippet of Sitka's history. And the Garden Show had a great successful season this year, among others. And I also just recently got a chance to work with Chuck Miller and Sitka Tribe to do some Tlingit phrases of the day that they've been playing all month for the month of November for Native American Heritage Month. And I just spoke with Chuck and we were looking at continuing that on into the future. So we're going to produce some more of those.
Not only do I love that program, it's just one that I hear so many comments about how wonderful it is to hear the voices of the elders on a regular basis. And, you know, all those programs that you just reeled off.
It's kind of a long list.
It's a long list. And I just want to take a moment and say that what Raven Radio is doing now is what the Raven Radio of the past handed to us. You know, we're not the first generation of folks to help this community share voices. We were handed an expectation of local production that stretches back through to, you know, news stories produced on reel-to-reel tape, to Haven Bay, serial radio theater, to all kinds of different radio, some serious, some not. But what's happening now is a continuation of that primary mission statement of sharing local voices. And so I want to say congratulations and thank you. And the thing that really impresses me is that there, of the hundreds of public or community stations over the last, you know, 10 years in some ways and 5 years in others, there's an awakening of they're like, oh, we should be doing local programming if we want to survive in these days of all kinds of different alternatives that people can tune into to pay attention to things. And we've been doing that all along, but what we produce is on par with what's available all across the country. Some of the programs that you mentioned, the production values here, not only are they local voices, but they could be played across the country anywhere because the production quality is high. There's professional work being done by volunteer people.
Yes.
Here at Raven Radio, day in and day out. And I know that that's true for many organizations in this community. I'm just shining the spotlight on it. And you help to make that happen. Your quality control, your cheerleader, your trainer. And that is an ongoing, never-ending, day-to-day, minute-to-minute thing. And I know that what you do is organize the energy of this community and all of that creativity that it has.
Well, thanks, Ken. I appreciate you saying that. And I also, I never get enough opportunities to talk about how proud I am to get to work with such an amazing group of people. And I know I listed a bunch of very specific programs that have been doing some really specific programming, but we have people who come in day after day, week after week, for years and years. We've had people who have been here doing radio for years. We have new voices who come in. It's an incredible group of volunteers we have here. I feel so lucky to get to work with them. They really are creating something special for the community. You know, it takes a lot of effort and energy to put together a music playlist even. There's no small feat to that, and it really is a gift to the community. So, you know, when you hear your friends and neighbors on the air, know that there's time spent there putting in that kind of love to curate something like a music program. So I really...
To find something worth sharing
and
to share. And I think that a community thrives when it shares.
Yep.
In all different forms, and that's really the essence of what I have been attracted to about Raven Radio is sharing. Let's learn, let's look around, let's see things, point at it, share, smile, laugh, furrow brow and figure out, you know, whatever it is that needs to be addressed. I think this community is better at addressing it as a group, and that this this station is a great way to channel the efforts of a group of this group of Southeast Alaska residents. So,
yep.
Kudos to all the volunteers.
Absolutely.
and to you as well.
Yeah, big thank you to everybody who just supports the station and finds a bunch of different ways to do so.
Well, 747-5877 is the number if you have a question or comment, 1-800-478-5877. What's on the horizon, Rebecca?
Well, there's a lot of great things that are always kind of coming down the pipeline. We've got a whole batch of new voices that you'll be hearing soon, some new trainees that you'll be hearing, which is always fun. Some changes that are coming down the pipeline, which you may or may not find exciting, depending on how you feel about it. Car Talk is, for better or worse, depending on how you feel about the program, is going to be coming to an end.
They're halting production.
Yep, they're going to be ending the production. So we, you know, they retired several years ago now. They've been running Best of Car Talk for actually a couple of years now. And so it's time to let them have their adieu and bring in some new programming. So I think there's going to be some good stuff coming up. We did have a community advisory board meeting about this a while ago to discuss options. And there is a lot of good national programming out there. So we wanted to find something that was good. What we're going to do at this point, come the first of the year, is Car Talk will exit the schedule, and in its place, Wait, Don't Tell Me will move up into its spot. It is a prime time listening spot, so that's a beloved show, and we want people to be able to have access to it, and so we're moving it up to 11 a.m., and then in the Wait, Don't Tell Me spot is going to be a program called Dinner Party Download that's produced by American Public Media, and it's going to be a fun program. I think it'll be informative and lighthearted, and mix in a bunch of kind of culture and information in sort of a fun way. So
give me just a broad stroke what the program is. It's not a music show.
Nope.
It's not a game show or a quiz show.
Nope. It's a couple of guys whose names escape me at the moment, but they their basic idea is that they want to help you win at this weekend's dinner party. So they break that up into different segments on how they do that. So,
like when you're going out and you're like, what am I going to talk about?
Yes,
I haven't
exactly.
done anything but work all week.
Yeah, so they start off every show with an icebreaker. So they'll have a celebrity guest come on and tell a joke. So you'll start your show off with a joke told by a celebrity. And then they'll have some other person come in and talk about... they have different themes on different things. So they'll have somebody who comes in and makes... a drink recipe. So a famous person will talk about their favorite drink and they'll mix that cocktail for you or whatever. And yeah, they have a music guest come in and talk about the music playlist for their dinner party or whatever. So it's going to be a fun show. I think it's going to, we're, you know, and it, with any programming, we always have a trial run. So we'll play it and review it, and the only way we can really get a gauge on how people feel about a program is to have you listen to it. So, you know, just like anything, it's going to go through the paces and see how it fits with the schedule and what people think about it. And as always, feel free to give us feedback on that as it progresses. But I think it's going to be a good show.
All right. Well, I look forward to hearing that new program.
Yeah.
Saturday at 2.
Saturday
at 2. The dinner party?
Dinner party download.
Dinner party download.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other thing that is going to be changing a little bit is another program called Backstory, which we currently air on Sunday mornings at 6 a.m., is also being discontinued. And it's going to be replaced with a program called With Good Reason, which is sort of similar in that it takes a deep dive into different sort of historical stories. It looks like it's going to be a good program. So again, we'll try that one out and see how people like it and proceed as usual.
All right. Well, you don't have to wait till the on-air annual meeting to contact us if you have programming feedback.
Definitely not.
How could somebody do that?
Well, there's lots of ways you can do it. You can always just pick up the phone and call the station, 747-5877. You can leave me a message if I'm not here. You know, we really try hard to return everybody's phone call. You can email programdirector@kcaw.org is a great way to do it. You can do it right through the website. If you go to our contact us section, there's a little form to fill out, and it sends an email to myself, and Ken gets it, and Rachel gets it, and I think even Amy will get those. So someone will see it, and someone will respond to those. And of course, you could always stop by the station. We do have our community advisory board meetings regularly, and those are open to the public. If you're interested in coming in and talking about your ideas for programming in a more organized way, you can always be a part of that. We're always looking for new members of the board. It is an advisory board, so it's a fairly low commitment thing to be helpful to the station. And it's great to be able to get as many voices in the community as possible to give us feedback on programming. So,
excellent. Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah.
And thanks for taking the comments of anybody that would like to make a comment, not only tonight, but all year round. And you at home, thank you for tuning in to Raven Radio's annual on-air annual meeting.
And
we did it twice there in that sentence. It's something that we will post online as an audio file, and that'll happen probably maybe tomorrow, certainly
maybe
by early next week.
Yep.
So soon. And then we also have it already posted, the outline that includes everything, all the information you just heard in a written format with some graphs in the budget section. And that's there as a PDF, so you can go take a look at that right now.
Who doesn't like a good graph?
And there's four good graphs.
Ooh.
KCAW.org. So check that out, and you can listen. And thanks so much for your support, your membership, and your ears. And we are Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. And that'll wrap up the annual meeting for this year. Have a good night.